sponsored by the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary, who are proudly serving our veterans.
If you have something to advertise on the Radio Classifieds, simply bring your ad to us at KNZA, 5 miles south of Hiawatha on Highway 73, or KMZA in downtown Seneca, inside the Rainbow Communications Building. Our offices are open from 8 to 4:30 weekdays. Qualifying ads must be 35 words or less. Classifieds cost only $1 per announcement or $2 per day, while marketplace items are $5 per announcement or $10 a day. Hear the Radio Classifieds weekdays at 8:30 and about 12:25, Saturdays at 7:30 and 12:15, and Sundays at 8:20 and 12:15.
It's time now for Kids in Kansaland, right here on Kansaland Radio. Today's segment is brought to you by Safe KS, where seatbelts are for everyone, and Community National Bank, with 6 locations for your convenience. Visit online at bankoncnb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Hey everyone, another Kids in Kansaland segment. Jake here, and tell me what your name is, buddy.
Ronan.
All right, Ronan. What school do you go to?
It's the Bethel Elementary School.
Okay, what grade are you going to be in next year?
First.
First grade? That's awesome. Did you have a favorite teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who was it?
My kindergarten teacher.
Okay. What was her name?
Mrs. Pyle.
Mrs. Pyle. Okay. Why did you like her so much?
It's because most of the time she let us do whatever she wanted.
Really?
Whatever we wanted.
Okay, all right.
We had time.
Yeah.
Free time when we could get out whatever we want.
Okay. Do you have a favorite flavor of pizza, Ronan?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Okay. How about ice cream? You got a favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Okay. Do you put anything on it? Like syrup or cherries or anything?
Chocolate syrup and cherries.
Oh, man, that sounds really good. Okay, Jack's Farmers wants to know, have you ever worked on a farm before or been to a farm?
I've only been to a farm, but I've never worked at a farm.
Okay, what's your favorite animal?
Cats.
Cats, okay. And then they also want to know, at Community National Bank, do you have a savings account?
Well, I made my first one today.
You did? All right.
Yeah,
a little piggy bank. That's awesome. Okay, and then last one is seatbelts are for everyone. They want to know, do you always wear your seatbelt in a vehicle?
Yeah.
What about your family? Does everybody always wear their seatbelt?
Mm-hmm.
And would you be comfortable if nobody was wearing it? You'd say, hey, can you put your seatbelt on, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. That's Ronan from Sabetha. You're on Kids in Kansaland. Thank you for listening to today's Kids in Kansaland on Kansaland Radio. This segment is brought to you by Safe KS, where seatbelts are for everyone, and Community National Bank, with 6 locations for your convenience. Visit online at bankoncnb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
NECAP and the Community Action Partnership has joined forces with Increase the Reach to provide information about vaccinations and other health equity topics in our local communities. If you are finding it difficult to put food on your table every month, we're here to help. NECAP, Inc. has resources to provide for your needs in your local county when those needs can't be met. If you need assistance with applying for food resources, including SNAP, please contact your local community development advocate by visiting NECAP.org. Did you know that 93% of Americans want to eat healthy? 63% of consumers say they try to eat healthy, but only 10% of consumers always eat healthy. As a result, 117 million adults have chronic diseases. That number could drastically decrease by eating a healthier diet. 60% of the people in Kansas who lack reliable access to enough affordable, nutritious food will select the cheapest foods to save money, even though it's an unhealthier option. This Increase the Reach grant program is supported by the CDC and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views, nor an endorsement by the CDC, HHS, the U.S. government, or NECAP. For more information about this grant, please visit increasethereach.com. And for services, resources, or other health information, please visit NECAP.org.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome you back to Concordia. Just like that, game number 2 of our doubleheader here, day 1 of the AA State Baseball Tournament here in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you. Kirk Hillman now behind the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air. If you're just joining us, Seneca, a win over Norton in the first game today. That score was 9-4. So Seneca is on to play Garnett tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. That'll be the first game of the day tomorrow on the winner's bracket side. We'll have that one for you just shy of 9 a.m. So the second half of the four games today, it starts here with Corning and Beloit. So let's get into it. Let's start with the visitors, and that would be Beloit, as Beloit is the runner-up in Zone 3. Their lineup looks like this against Corning here this afternoon. Ben Thompson will lead things off. He is at second base. Logan Arrowsmith is in left field, and he is batting second. Brody Schroeder is the pitcher, and he bats third. Wes Adolph is the catcher and bats fourth. Lance Lundine is in center field. He bats fifth. Ian Crescent at third base. He'll bat sixth. Hilt, the first baseman, that is Riley Hilt, he will play first base and bat seventh. Trenton Welch, he will bat eighth and play right field. And Levi Cook is the shortstop, and he will bat ninth. So again, for Beloit, the Zone 3 runner-up finisher, it'll be Thompson at second, Arrowsmith in left, Schroeder pitching, Adolph catching, Lundine in center, Crescent at third, Hilt at first, Welch in right, Cook is the shortstop as Beloit comes in with a record of 13-7. They'll get Corning, who's 11-2. They have won 10 of their last 11, six straight wins coming in, the Zone 4 champs. And Corning, under head coach Travis Haverkamp, will go like this. Trenton Talley will lead things off. He is at second base. Zach Fisher's in center field. He is batting second. Shortstop is Drew Gibbs. He bats third. JT Ross cleans it up in the fourth spot and is in left field. Kyler Womack, he'll catch. He bats fifth. Brett Heidemann at first. He'll bat sixth. Henry Heidemann at third. He'll bat seventh. Hunter Lehman is pitching today. He will bat eighth, although he will be designated hit for by Race Fisher. And then Miles